pretty convincing victory over Ottawa, all things considered. Now, I know obviously you don't want to rely on three goals in the final 10 minutes of most games, but you have to be pretty happy with how your team played against Ottawa start to finish.
Yes, I am. Overall, very, very pleased. I mean, we gave a goal away early against Ottawa in Ottawa, and we left it kind of late, as you said there, Jason. And But I've got to say that the character in our group is just absolutely fantastic, and there's a never-say-die attitude, and there was no sense of panic. You know, one of the reasons we went for the players that we went for this season, the off-season, was for the experience. And, you know, you've got guys in the group that have, you know, played at very, very good levels of football in Europe and of course, in the MLS with Saini Niasse. And there was no sense of panic, and that was really pleasing because not everything goes your way during a game, as you know. And when you've got guys that are still focused, not losing tempers, not going crazy and all that sort of stuff, you've always given yourself a chance, and that's exactly what we did. We hung in there, and then we had a couple of substitutions that thankfully Touchwood worked out well for us. And we you know, came out of the blocks really, really well here in Edmonton against Ottawa and really finished the tie off in the first 15, 20 minutes, which was fantastic.
Now you move ahead. Give me your thoughts on Vancouver.
Sure. I mean, what a game for the fans to come out and watch. You know, arguably the most entertaining team in MLS is coming to town. The last time we played the Whitecaps was at Commonwealth Stadium, and we had almost 8,000 at the game, which was terrific in that big stadium. And if we can get, you know, that sort of number out to squeeze them into Clark Park tomorrow night, we'd be delighted. I know it's going to be cold, but wrap up warm. But the Whitecaps are full of youth. They've got fantastic pace in the team. We will have to be at our very best tomorrow night. The guys know that. We haven't dressed them up to be Barcelona or anything on Real Madrid or whatever, but they are a very, very talented team with lots of individual very good players, and you'll see their pace is quite exceptional in some areas of the field.
Speaking of pace, Colin, a lot of teams have talked about that maybe there's no one in the league that attacks like you guys can through the midfield. That's obviously the strength, and I'm assuming that's what you're going to have to do to beat Vancouver?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, we won't change anything, Jason. I think that's really important. You know, the Whitecaps are a very good team. They're almost at the top of the MLS table here at the moment, so they've had a fantastic start to the year. But it's about what the Eddies do tomorrow night. It's not trying to be damage limitation and hope we get a result. If we defend well, and we will need to defend well in spells of the game, but I've said to the guys, you have to be brave tomorrow night. Be brave in possession of the ball. Not be afraid to get the ball. Not be afraid to make mistakes. Not be afraid to run at defenders. I know, being a defender myself, the pace of Lance Lang, Tommy Amiobi, Richie Jones coming from the middle of the park, Saini Niasse, Darryl Fordyce getting into the box. These are frightening players to be running at you, and we have to get them the ball as early as possible and really be aggressive, because, you know, I've watched all the Whitecaps games from the start of the season. I'm still a fan of the Whitecaps, you know, I'm a Glasgow Rangers man. I'm still a fan of the Whitecaps. I haven't seen a team that has really been aggressive running towards their back four. That's what our intention is tomorrow night, to not change anything the way we play at home. We've got a phenomenal record. Again, I'm touching wood here, Jason, because things can come back and bite you. But we're unbeaten, 11 games at home, which in any professional sport is quite an achievement, whether it's hockey, basketball, baseball, whatever you want to talk about. To do that at the professional level takes some doing, and our guys should be very proud of that and want to build on that relation, that reputation we have.
Colin Miller joins us, manager for FC Edmonton. Of course, they're taking on Vancouver in the second leg of the Canadian Championship for Amway. When you talk about attacking their back four, no one else has done it. How come?
Well, I just think that a lot of teams are terrified at BC Place of being hit on the counter-attack. The Whitecaps are very, very aggressive going forward, and I think that is their strength, in all honesty, is the pace that they have and the athleticism that they have. I just think that if we do things properly tomorrow night, Jason, I'm touching wood, I'm not hopefully tempting fate here, but I think if we do our job properly, the way the guys have been prepared here over the last spell of training and stuff, and if we can continue to attack the way we have done, I think we will do what not a lot of MLS teams have done to the Whitecaps.
You talk about now your home record, and obviously it's something you're very proud of. What is it about your team at home that you're so much better than on the road?
Well, I think it's the culture that we've developed. I mean, we've been very unlucky on the road as well, Jason. It's not as if we've gone away from home and been punch bags for anyone. We've been in a number of draws that could easily have been wins for us. And just fairly recently, we've started to get results in terms of winning away from home with Ottawa. That's the last two times we've played in Ottawa. We've beaten Carolina recently away from home, Indianapolis away from home as well. So we're starting to get, you know, not the finished article, we're not there yet, but we're starting to be as dangerous away from home as we are at home. But the culture of being very hard to beat, very hard to play against, the city's hard to get to for a lot of teams traveling to into Edmonton. The stadium is a humble little place, you know, it's not, you know, some of these fluffy stadiums that you'll see around North America. It's actually a ham and egg stadium with guys that are prepared to roll their sleeves up and have a bash at the opposition. So all those things, all those factors put together make for a very, very difficult venue to get to and a very, very difficult venue to play in. So we have to continue to use these tools to our advantage.
Colin, looking at the schedule for this Amway Canadian Championship, you start at home. Do you feel it's the advantage in this two-game set to start at home? Or because the way the scoring, and you know, if you lose by so many or score more on the road, that's an advantage. Do you feel there's an advantage either way?
I really don't feel there's an advantage either way. You know, I think that so long as you've not allowed the Whitecaps to score three or four goals away from home, then you've given yourself a chance. I believe that our team will score away from home against any opposition, whether it's in the NASL or in the Amway Championship. I think we've got good enough players or quick enough players to cause most back fours problems. We just have to make sure we try as best we can tomorrow night to keep the back door shut, and big Matt Van Okel will need to be at his best as well. And if we can do that, if we can keep the tie close at our place, maybe get a lead and a win, which would be phenomenal for the club and our supporters and our owners, Tom and Dave Fath. It would be fabulous for them, because I think at that point the Whitecaps definitely have to come towards the Eddies at BC Place next Wednesday. And as I say, we've been lethal on the counter-attack this year, and it will almost play into our hands.
In between the matchup against Vancouver, you take on the New York Cosmos in New York. I know that's how the schedule works. Is it a good thing to have, you know, another opponent in between these two games?
Yes, it would be ideal if it was another home game, of course, rather than flying all the way to New York and then flying all the way into Vancouver. And the fact that it's a Sunday game is another thing that'll factor that will work against us, Jason, because the Whitecaps, I believe, play on Saturday at home and they've got an extra day's recovery. We are also flying from the East Coast right out to the West Coast. So these are factors. But when you play any professional sports in North America, you know you're going to do an enormous amount of traveling. And being on the sort of Western Coast of Canada, we do more traveling than any other team, whether it's in the MLS or the NASL. But it's good to get back to league business. That's our bread and butter. There's no question about it. The Cosmos game on Sunday is absolutely enormous for us, and we don't want to lose sight of that. We were very unlucky not to win on Sunday against Minnesota United and bump ourselves up another couple of places in the league. But we're in a good place. We will change the squad a wee bit against the Cosmos and get some guys some fresh legs. Some guys won't make the trip to New York. They'll meet us in Vancouver. So we're trying to rotate this group as best we can, as well as staying as competitive as we can.
Well, Colin, best of luck tomorrow night. Hopefully there's a real big crowd, and the weather might be a big advantage for you guys, a little bit cold, so maybe those soft Vancouverites might not be able to handle it.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit fluffy on the West Coast with just a little tinkling of rain now and again, whereas let's get at them. Let's make it as cold and as inhospitable as we can.